listeners come from all walks of life, and we want you to join us. It's time to open your eyes to a credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 823, sunshine, 64 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
Prices are going up on everything, but the price of your prescriptions doesn't have to. At CareArc, they partner with a network of local pharmacies to give their patients discounted prices on medications. Their discount program could save you thousands, even if you already have insurance or if you're uninsured. There's no membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider. Visit one of their contract pharmacies and save. Find out how you can save money on your prescriptions at carearc.org/medication.
KVOE News Time, 8:24. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Kansas Turnpike Authority CEO Steve Hewitt on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here this morning.
Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Great to have you with us here today. We're talking about the cashless tolling process, which has gotten a lot of intermittent headlines here on KVOE over the past year to 15 months or so. Before we start talking about the current construction and really the current timetable here for getting everything ready to go, I guess, Steve, my first question really for you is, why is cashless tolling the way to go here for the Turnpike Authority?
You know, we've really studied this improvement for a number of years to try to find out what do customers want. The safety is our number one concern, and then the customer experience is obviously a huge part in what we do every day. And talking to customers, and they've been to other turnpikes across the country, they wanted to see our roadway be safer, seamless, easier, be compatible with other states, and this really was what drove this program, this big change, and we're really excited about it because we can make the improvement to make a better enhancement to our customer experience, but then also it's much safer, not having to stop at the toll booth, not having to deal with potential issues right there. So I think it's really going to be good for safety, good for the customers. It's going to be an exciting change for us, and that's really what drove this effort.
So what will this entail, Steve? I know this is a Herculean task, a big project, and you'll be working with what are called toll zones and overhead gantries instead of the toll booths. Is that how this will play out?
Yeah, you know, it's really not going to change the experience of the average driver. So the average, 65% of our drivers have K-tags, and more people get K-tags every day. So it's really not going to change the way they interact. So, you basically pay... per mile is what you basically pay. Except right now, you get a ticket at one location, the end of the at the other location, and you stop and you pay, or your K tag is basically just charged for that segment. That really won't change in the standpoint of now. You'll just see those overhead gantries, and there'll be actually 22 new overhead gantries go on the roadway. So instead of having to stop at the toll booth, you won't have to do that. You just keep moving. And what that really does for the other customers, the other 30%. Is they just will either go online, go on an app and pay, or we'll take a picture of your license plate and we'll send you a bill in the mail. So it makes it very convenient for all the customers. But really just what you're seeing is actually just more seamless. So the customer actually doesn't see a lot of difference. They just keep moving. And then we'll find you, we'll bill you, or we'll hit your K-tag. But otherwise, what the big thing is the impediments, the toll booths, the things that are in your way are gone. So you just keep that movement, free-flowing traffic going. And I think it's going to be a real good experience. People are actually going to see it. Not much change in their life. They're just going to see a more convenient opportunity for them to get from one place to the next.
How is the billing going to work? Is this one of those things where essentially shortly after somebody's run through or runs through that this will be maybe calculated monthly and the bill goes out? Can people possibly set up an account so that, if they're not going to use a K-tag, that they can have like a debit or credit card automatically have that charge at their account? How is that going to work out?
Well, the number one thing, if you have a K-tag, you're always going to save more money because we offer discounts. Right now, 35% discount with a K-tag, and you tie it to a bank account or a credit card. But, yeah, you're going to have options here. So you're going to run through that zone and you don't have a K tag, you're going to have a few days to either go on the app or go online and pay. But if you don't, it's fine. We have a picture of your license plate. We'll send that bill to you in the mail. Then you're going to have 30 days to pay. So you're going to have a good opportunity, and no one needs to worry about, oh goodness, I drove through this zone. I don't have a K tag, and it's not going to be anything that, it's not going to be a violation. It's simply going to be a different way of billing. Everybody's customers. Now, you're going to get a discount if you have K-Tag, but if you don't have K-Tag, that's okay. And we have a lot of out-of-state travelers that don't have K-Tags, obviously. So they're going to be the ones we're going to take a picture of. We're going to send you a bill in the mail, and they're going to pay that. And so it's going to be a real seamless, but it's not going to be anything that's, really, I think anybody needs to worry about or be nervous about that, oh, goodness, this is going to be some daunting new change, and I'm going to be nervous. What if I don't pay? Not a problem. We know who you are. We're going to send that bill to you. If you forget to pay, we'll remind you again. So it's just, it's like any, I think you can, example is like a utility, right? So you use your electricity, and we send that bill to you in the mail. This is how much you used last month, and you're going to pay it. You've just driven on our road. We're going to send you that bill. But again, if you have that K tag, it's going to work just like it always did.
In talking with Kansas Turnpike Authority CEO Steve Hewitt on our Newsmaker 2 segment, it is 8:29, talking about cashless tolling coming soon on the KTA. Now, Steve, we were talking about the toll zones that will replace, the toll booths. They won't be in the same locations, right? What kind of strategy goes into the placement of these toll zones, exactly where to put them?
That's a good question, and people ask that a lot. Really, it's really in conjunction to the exits you see today. So, instead of having that gantry at the exit where you got off, had the toll booth, and you paid there, that's going to be in relative close terms to where that exit was. So then that'll be a zone. So from Emporia to El Dorado or those different things, you'll have those zones that'll be in there. So that exit to the next exit, that's going to be a zone. So it's really in relative terms to where it once was. So you'll see the big gantries. You're seeing them now in the Wichita area, and over the next year, you're going to see more in the Emporia area, especially between mile markers, 95 and 122. But you're going to see those in the air. So, but they're going to be really to really kind of match and mirror what you saw from exits. It's just going to be on the main line now.
Kansas Turnpike Authority CEO Steve Hewitt joining us as we discuss the ongoing process of getting ready for cashless tolling here by 2024. We've got several projects that were just announced here for the KVOE listening area, specifically Lion Chase and getting into Osage counties here just a couple of weeks back. How has the construction process gone? Are you pretty much on schedule here despite some of the rather wild changes in the weather that we had earlier this year?
We're still on schedule. Cashless tolling will begin in the summer of 24, and so we've got a couple years here to get planned for it and put the construction in, but we're still on time, and we expect weather issues in Kansas, and so it sometimes slows us down. Sometimes we get ahead of it when it's not as bad, but we're prepared, and the construction process is on time, and then we're currently working on our back office and all the business rules. There's a lot goes into this people don't see, but we will be ready by the summer of 24, and we're really excited. And I want everybody you have lots of questions, probably you're listening to me today, and there's going to be more and more detailed information that comes out as we get closer to 2024, but we're really excited that the process is happening. You're going to physically start to see it in an Emporia area, those gantries, toll zones go in the air in the real near future.
Steve, what about personnel you have working in toll booths right now? I mean, what happens as far as placing these in different positions? How's that going to work?
Yeah, good question. And that's another question we get a lot. Like, oh, goodness, we love toll collectors, and where are they going to go? So what we're doing is really a transfer of jobs. We put in a workforce transition plan when we began this effort here a couple years ago. And so we're adding some image reviews, so the folks that have to review the license plates before they send the bills out. We're adding a number of customer service jobs. In fact, we're building a new administration facility building in Topeka that will house up to 50 new employees that will be call center folks. So there's going to be transitions. We have a number of folks, though, that were getting very close to retirement age. So a lot of collectors can retire. But those who want to stick around with us, we want them to stay with the KTA. They're great employees. We're just going to put them in different customer service roles, like call center, image review, get them involved with other opportunities at KTA. So We really do care about our toll collectors. It's just because we're modernizing the turnpike doesn't mean those folks are just being left behind. We're going to put them in positions and give them opportunities to stay with us and can be part of this new future.
Steve, one other question, and I think I broached this with you here several months ago when we, you know, really started covering the cashless tolling process. Does this wind up, you know, specifically for us here in Emporia, we've got the service exit, the specific Emporia exit, Admire Council Grove, Matfield Green service exit here in our in the KVOE listening area. Does this wind up setting up maybe a reconfiguration specifically for Emporia and Admire as far as the exits are concerned? Or the current configurations possibly with the lanes and also the ramps specifically, will those remain in place here once the cashless tolling process is all completed?
Yeah, so you guys are you're throwing me some tough ones today, but they're really good questions, and people are and they're asking those questions. I'm glad you asked, because yes, you're going to potentially see some changes in Emporia. Now, some of the smaller exits won't see a lot of changes, except for the removal of toll booths. So that will kind of be moving. So it's kind of a hybrid, you know, phased approach. So you know, the first approach is like the gantry's on the main line, and we're going to get you through the current toll booth area. And it may look a little different how we remove those booths. And then the long-term plan, which will be a couple years even after 2024, as we looked at, you know, what do the ramps need to look like in Emporia, and we actually have just awarded with Trans Systems Engineering, they do a feasibility study, kind of a look, pre-engineering study of what Emporia needs to look like in the long term. And over the next year, we're going to look at that, and that's going to be a bigger change. And that it could change the ramps and how that looks. So we understand the system-to-system connection, you know, the 35 connection right there when it, you know, moves into the north up to through Emporia, that's going to need to change a little bit in the future. So we're going to have a phased approach, like I said. You know, it'll look a little different here in 2024, but then the long term, it's going to even change even more. So we haven't dove into all those plans yet, but we are in the midst of going through that study right now. It's going to take about a year to really understand what it needs to look like in the future. But it is coming, and everyone can expect some changes. But the changes are for the customers. They're to make the improvements and the system-to-system connection be smoother, easier, so that you don't even realize you've really got off or moved, except you know you're on a toll road, but it's not going to feel like it, because you're just, it's like any other state highway, interstate, that you're just flowing from one road to the next.
All right, sounds good.
Get those K-tags.
Get those K-tags.
That's what Steve is telling you.
Yep.
If you're around here, you're going to save.
Yeah. Save money. Save money. Get a K-tag. More convenient, and don't have to hassle with all the other stuff. But again, you know, it's for all customers, and it's going to be a good enhancement. And we always, listen, we love coming on and talking about this. It's always good to give updates, and over the next couple of years, we'll have some more coming up. So we love the opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah, we can't wait to get you back on, Steve. As always, good information. And, boy, sounds like this is on the fast track, you know, to get this up and running here by next year, summer of next year. So we appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Steve.
We appreciate it, guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay, have a great day.
Thanks.
Yeah, Kansas Turnpike Authority CEO Steve Hewitt, cashless tolling, Chuck, going to be here before we know it.
It is literally full speed ahead for cashless tolling, and we'll have more here on the newscast coming up here today on KVOE. Tomorrow, obviously, in the 8:20 slot, we'll have What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton. Our next newsmaker that's scheduled is Tuesday at 8:20. We'll have Family Promise of the Flint Hills director, Jessica Corpening, as we preview the A Year of Promise fundraiser coming up next month.
And our newsmaker, too, brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That is CareArc. KVOE Live and Local 837. Good morning.
DQ presents how to experience the new DQ Reese's Take 5.